The recent peace deal, if it holds, could put an end to the 17-year-long conflict in Darfur, which has taken over 300,000 lives and displaced 2.5 million people. The deal is expected to be held together by the country's new half-civilian, half-military transitional government. It came to power after mass street protests in 2019 toppled former President Omar al-Bashir after 30 years of dictatorial rule. The international peacekeeping force UNAMID is expected to leave the region by the end of December 2020, after being based in Sudan for the last 13 years. Despite the widely held belief that this combined United Nations African Union force has not always been effective in protecting citizens, its presence is thought to have helped curb abuses by security forces. The violence began back in 2003 when armed groups there rebelled against the government, claiming their region was neglected. Khartoum responded by arming Arab nomad herders, who became known as the notorious Janjaweed, and paying them to brutally suppress the uprising. Most rebel groups have now signed a peace deal with the government, but at least 1.5 million people remain in around 60 camps across Darfur. Daniel Kijo, Dar es Salaam.